We just started looking at Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 25. Let me pick up reading at verse 20. Now Herod was in a furious dispute with the people of Tyre and Sidon, and they convened before him. Having secured the support of Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they asked for peace, because their region depended on the king's country for food. Now, as I ended last time, I mentioned that this furious dispute was the basis of a conflict with Herod and the cities of Tyre and Sidon. And I told you that we can probably assume that it had something to do with tax revenue, grain payments, or Tyre and Sidon's shipping fees. Now, I say this because Tyre and Sidon had a continuing problem with food supplies for their particular municipalities. And here's why. Although Tyre and Sidon had good seaports and were well known for commercial trading, their location was on a narrow strip between the mountain range and the Mediterranean. Unfortunately, it left them very little usable farmland. As a result, they had a long-standing need for imported grain. As F.F. Bruce points out, Tyre and Sidon depended on Galilee for their food supply, as they had done 1,000 years earlier in the times of Hiram and Solomon. So food production shortfalls were not uncommon in the ancient world, especially in Greece and throughout the Mediterranean region. Let me give you a quote from Dr. Kelly Reed, an archaeobotanist, and Dr. Lisa Lodwick, who's an archaeologist. Here's what they write, quote, "The emergence of city-states has been a major driver of food system changes, bringing together large populations within defined boundaries and requiring complex governance to deliver sufficient qualities and quantities of food. As local food production began to be insufficient to support such large concentrated populations, it became necessary to source goods from further afield to maintain a steady supply of food." If we look at the first century world, we find that Egypt was well known for its wheat, but Galilee, Samaria, and Judea were closer to Tyre and Sidon. As such, Judea became the natural source for grain. Let me ask you a question. Why was there a feud between Herod and the port cities of Tyre and Sidon? Luke is indicating that these cities were having food withheld. That's how the feud was being manifested. What then was the initial cause? Some Bible scholars speculate that the initial problem was due to a shortage of food throughout the Roman Empire, which caused the cities to have their rations reduced. If you remember back in Acts chapter 11, verse 28, Luke told us about the prophet Agabus. He wrote, "One of them named Agabus stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world." And this happened during the reign of Claudius. The empire-wide famine may well have contributed to the issue between Herod and these sister cities, but there's probably a political aspect as well. Technically, Tyre and Sidon were not part of Herod's jurisdiction. Although they were part of the Roman Empire, they did not belong to Judea. As historians have explained, this put the port city of Caesarea by the sea in economic competition with both Tyre and Sidon. The result was a conflict. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.